Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call. 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th.
When you think hay season, think deer season, because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MoCo and get an extra $1,000 off. Make this your season to save. Come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Ask your John Deere dealer about the new Livestock Loyalty Program. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start off by talking about these livestock futures. And wow, another really rough day for the cattle futures. Second day in a row, we had triple-digit lows yesterday.
Exactly right, Dave. This cattle complex looks like it's got some serious problems. As you said, second day of large triple-digit losses. We are currently looking at live cattle and feeder cattle futures now trading at their lowest levels since early and mid-March, and where some very crucial areas on the charts as far as support that if they're taken out, we could lead to even more downside here in the near term. Now, we're also looking at the feed yard show list this week, much larger than last week, as we're hearing feed yards were not able to move as many cattle out of the yards as they'd like to. We saw choice box beef up $1.35 yesterday, select boxes up $1.23 on a total movement of 115 loads. We're still holding box beef prices at very lofty levels compared to where cash cattle are. The daily cattle slaughter yesterday, 110,000 head. Cash feeder index was down $1.81. On the close yesterday, June cattle were down $3.12. May feeders down $3.37. And June lean hogs closed 75 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures here from yesterday. And a little bit of good news. We saw some improvement on the wheat futures, both Chicago and in Kansas City yesterday.
That's right, Dave. Only the corn futures closed negative yesterday, while the soybeans and Chicago wheat led the upside, and they helped pull Kansas City wheat higher also. And yesterday afternoon, our winter wheat good to excellent rating was unchanged at 42% nationwide. Kansas is 26% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. Oklahoma, 37%, up 1 point. And Texas, at 51%, was down 1 point. The nation's corn planting is 9% done. The five-year average is 13%. Kansas is 23% planted ahead of its five-year average of 19%. And trading overnight has been mostly lower in very good volume. Here at 7:18, we're looking at July KC wheat down 2 3/4. July corn trading 3 3/4 lower. July soybeans down 3 1/4, with July cotton 27 points lower. June crude oil is 15 cents lower this morning. The June dollar index is up 23 cents, and June Dow Jones futures 69 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and visit with you again tomorrow. We look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.